بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره، وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد، وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة، فذلكم الرباط. رواه مسلم. ابو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he asked the Sahaba kiram, he began his address with this expression Allah. This word Allah in Arabic has a connotation of encouraging someone, or like we say in Urdu, kisi ko ubharna, to wake somebody up, to shake someone, kisi ko jinjorna. Allah, he said, Allah, in other words, pay attention to what I have to say. Should I not show you something by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate, wipe away your sins, and by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your ranks in the akhirat? Now this was a question, obviously Rasulullah ﷺ knew what Sahaba would respond. They would respond with enthusiasm, they would respond with vigor, that Ya Rasulullah, tell us. In other words, I am showing you something, look at the benefits of it. The first is Allah will wipe away your sins. The second, Allah Ta'ala will raise your ranks and your daraja. This was the hikmat and the wisdom of Rasulullah ﷺ. He could have just told them what it is. But by posing it or asking the question in this manner, he sought to make them understand and appreciate the importance and the relevance of what was to be said. So when they said, Bala ya Rasulullah, that O Nabi of Allah, tell us, what are these things by which Allah will wipe away our sins and raise our ranks? The first thing he said, Isbaghul wudu ala al-makari. He said to complete the wudu. As we mentioned, the expression comes in hadith, Ahsan al-wudu, Asbagh al-wudu, Isbagh al-wudu. Make a complete wudu, fulfilling all the du'as, the adab, the etiquette, the sunnats of wudu, alal makari, despite the circumstances not being conducive. Example, the winter months, the water is very, very cold. So the temptation will be to do wudu, but do shortcut wudu. Now if a person, despite the water being extremely cold or the circumstances not being conducive, still completes his wudu in a fulfilling all the adab, mustahabbat, sunnats, etc., then this is one of the actions by which Allah will wipe away people's sins and by which Allah Ta'ala will raise the ranks. The second thing Rasulullah ﷺ said, kathratul khuta ila al-masajid, taking large number of steps to go to the masjid. One, it is sunnat to walk to the masjid if it is possible. Obviously nowadays we have our cars, etc., but if our houses are not very far from the masjid, this is a great sunnah to walk to the masjid, and it is something that has been greatly emphasized. We'll see in other ahadith that are to come after this hadith, wherein this issue or this topic is dealt with more details. But needless to say, by walking to the masjid, every step we are taking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, intidharu salati ba'da salah. Intidharu salati ba'da salah. Literally what this means, to wait for one salah. In other words, after one salah, to wait for the next salah. Now this has two connotations. One is a person physically remains in the masjid. For example, you read your Maghrib salah, then you remain in the masjid, make intizar or wait for the Isha salah whilst remaining in the masjid. There, one is the act of remaining in the masjid that carries its own reward, which is dealt with in other ahadith, and the act of waiting, intizar. Intizar has connotations or meanings of hopes and expectation. In other words, you will only wait for something if you are looking forward to it. You will only wait for something if you are looking forward to it. So what this means, like I said, one meaning to remain physically in the masjid, from one salah to the next salah. And the second meaning, ulama ikram explained, is that physically you are not in the masjid, but such is your attachment and such is your love with salah that the one salah finishes, already you are waiting expectantly for the next salah. And we find this was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, "Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah." He said that Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. Time of salah would come, he would say to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, "Ya Bilal, aqim farihna biha." O Bilal, call out the iqamat so that the salah may begin. Why? Farihna biha. My heart will get rahat. My heart will get peace. My heart will get happiness by making salah. So if we make effort on our salah, and we make that kind of salah, then such will become the love, the attachment with the masjid, with salah, that one salah will finish, we will be expectantly waiting for the next salah. Even though we may be in the shop, business, going somewhere, the heart and the mind is linked to the masjid. And we are looking forward to each salah before its time. This, my respected brothers, is one of the things Rasulullah ﷺ said will cause our sins to be wiped away and our ranks to be raised. And then ajib, Rasulullah ﷺ at the end of this hadith, after mentioning these three things, three virtuous actions, he said, ذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاط. In this hadith, he mentioned it one time. In some ahadith, in some narrations, this thing is mentioned three times. ذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاط, ذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاط, ذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاط. Now what is ribat? Ribat literally means a mujahid, a soldier in the path of Allah that is guarding the Islamic borders. Now, this is a amal of great virtue. Aina la tamassuhumun nar. Rasulullah said, two eyes, Jahannam will never touch those eyes. One eye, Ainun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah. That eye which stayed away guarding in the path of Allah, Jahannam will never touch that eye. Such a great virtue this is, to guard the Islamic borders, to guard the Islamic state. Why? Because thereby we are ensuring the safety and protection of the Muslims. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, making your wudu despite circumstances not being conducive, walking, taking excessive steps to the masjid, waiting for the next salah after one salah, he said this is ribat. This is equivalent to guarding the Islamic borders. This is jihad. That is what this means. This is jihad. Allah will give you the same reward or similar reward. Now, ulama kiram explain this. Why have these actions been elevated to that level? Because one explanation ulama kiram give, jihad is a very great amal. We cannot possibly overemphasize the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in it. But jihad, they are sharaid, they are conditions. It's not something that takes place all the time. The conditions have to be met before we will get those rewards. So in other words, it is limited to a specific time or period. These actions that are mentioned in this hadith, taharat, salah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that is taking place all the time, every day. So jihad is a struggle against the external enemy. The timing of that is limited. Now and then it becomes necessary. It may not become necessary to a person his entire life also. But, so it is limited. This struggle is against your nafs. And Rasulullah said, "Inna aada aduwik nafsaka allati ma bayna jambayk." Your greatest enemy is your nafs. Every salah, this nafs is going to fight you. Every time the wudu comes, this nafs is going to fight you. Every time the opportunity comes to make Allah's ibadah, to make Allah's worship, this nafs is going to invite you. Rather go here, rather go there, rather get involved with this, delay your salah, delay this, delay that. So this struggle is something that is taking place all the time. The struggle against the inner self. This is why Rasulullah ﷺ equated these two things. And we find the expression that once a jamaat was returning and they said, "Raja'na min al jihad al asghar ila al jihad al akbar." That they were returning from the path of Allah, but what did they say? "We are returning from the small jihad to the big jihad." Why? Because like I mentioned, that jihad against the external enemy is not all the time. This jihad against your nafs, against shaitan, against temptation is all the time. So it is a jihad. In other words, it is a struggle that all the time we are engaged in. And we are told, Rasulullah ﷺ encouraged us. He said, make your wudu properly. Make your salah in the masjid with jamaat. That is the underlying meaning of this. Look forward to the next salah. Look forward to the next salah. Walk to the masjid. Revolve your life around the masjid all the time. Allah will be raising you. Allah will be elevating you. Your sins will be wiped away. And this is your jihad that is taking place all the time. Like your stuff,